This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Well, it's after 5 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, or late afternoon, whatever the hell you want to call this. I never actually know. In the middle of July, which means it's time for a brew. That's for damn sure. Welcome back into BTL. Nick Karski with you here inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios, joined by the new brewmaster over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company, Alex Linda, who joins us here inside the studios. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I've never been better. I know there are a lot of people right now who are on vacation, enjoying life, enjoying some free time, some downtime, but it's time for us to live it up a little bit here in this studio in their honor, if that makes sense, because you brought in three colossal cans, which I'm very, very excited about, and we'll get to in just a second. But I got to ask, how's everything been? Like, you're about a month into this thing now. You're returning to the Finger Lakes from being down in the city. How's everything been like?
Yeah, it's been pretty wild at Wagner, at least, just getting familiar with the equipment, how everything works. It definitely takes some getting used to. But also just getting used to and understanding like the community that we're serving at Wagner, which I feel like is pretty unique as well.
How so?
Because you've got people coming in like off the field in their Carhartts and dirty shirts to grab a beer, standing next to the people coming in off their $100,000 RVs. Like, you don't put those two communities together.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
The Finger Lakes is a really weird blend of people, but it's cool. It's something you have to consider when you're making beer.
I have not thought of that. Honestly, like, I've lived here. I mean, you've lived here, obviously, for some time. I've lived here pretty much my whole life, and I've never actually thought of that. That, hey, yeah, you've got somebody who's working hard down the road from, you know, where you guys are in Lodi, who probably wants to stop by for a pint, or you have people who are visiting from who knows where. Like
Skinny Atlas.
Yeah, honestly, that's crazy to think about. But I'm glad you're enjoying it so far. And you were saying that you have a couple of beers that you are currently brewing, not quite done yet, but you're the mastermind behind some new things that are eventually going to show up here pretty soon.
Yeah, we've got two different IPAs in the tank right now. Nice. And a sour that we're going to pitch some mango into when it's ready. So those should be, I'm hoping, within the next week or two.
I can't wait. So I'm going to have to stop up there sooner than later. And then, of course, we'll get to the 25th anniversary in just a little bit, and I'm sure we can enjoy it there. But we got the three colossal cans. We got a bunch of tasting glasses here. Let's get to it. Your choice, what you want to get to first. This is all brand new territory for you, so we're going to go through this together, and I'm going to help you out the whole way. So whatever colossal can you want to hop to first, that's what we're going with.
All right. So I thought that I would bring, you know, from what I've tasted at Wagner, what came before me, my three favorites that I've had since I've gotten here. So I'm going to start with the Pilsner.
All right.
That's the lightest one.
Now, since you've been there for a month, have you had a chance to kind of dissect a lot of this stuff and figure out the ins and outs of how it's been brewed and how it's been made and what makes it one of your favorites?
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite styles to drink and to make.
Yeah.
For a couple different reasons. It's light, it's easy, which I love.
Sure.
But also, there's no hiding when you're making this beer. Any little mistake is going to come out because there's no like super powerful flavor that's supposed to dominate every other one. You need a little bit of that like bready cracker malt. It needs to play with those Czech hops. This is like a classic Czech Pilsner.
Yeah.
It needs to be the right amount of dryness, but that malt backbone to keep it from just drying your whole mouth out.
Yeah.
All of that needs to play together for this to be a good beer. And I think this one does a really good job.
All right, let's give it a whirl. Hey, this is our first like legit tasting Tuesday. So cheers, right, man. Looking forward to it. Seriously. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really, especially because we've been experiencing some much warmer weather. I was driving into the station today and I just couldn't help but notice that there's so much brown grass out there. Like, we need some rain. I thought about it. I'm like, you know, we probably should get some rain. But like, all I think of is like on a really hot day, like we've been experiencing, this would be so fun to have just like out on the porch or whatever. Just
pull out a liter.
So what makes this like one of your favorites so far over there?
This is something that's going to come up for me over the next two beers that we're going to taste as well, but the process doesn't, they don't take any shortcuts with the way they do it. There's still, something called a decoction mash, which we'll especially get into when we get to Sled Dog, but, pulling part of it out after you've mashed in, boiling it just a little bit, sending it back in. It's super labor intensive. It adds an extra at least hour to your day.
Yeah.
But it adds this kind of undistinguishable quality, this like melanoidin roast quality that you can't get any other way. And then it gets the full 8 weeks sitting in the tanks cold. It's got that low and slow kind of fermentation. They don't cut it early, and then an actual filtration goes through. It's not just hoping that that yeast and everything drops out on its own. It's actually filtered. So
this is what I love about Tasting Tuesdays. It's not only we drink beer, but I literally learn something new, it seems like, every single time. It is a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL. Alex Linda joining us here inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios, the head brewer over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company. Coming up in just a little bit, your chance to win a growler and a fill certificate to go visit Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. Next one?
Let's move on.
Shall we get to it? What do we got?
Absolutely. We got the Dockside Vienna.
Now, this is what I was talking about, sitting on the porch. I mean, geez, just move it to a dock and some water nearby, and you're good to go. We've had a boatload of it here inside the studio, and every single time, it's just absolutely delicious. So
this is a style that's got a lot of fondness in my memory. That's near and dear to me.
Really?
Well, because I went to college in New York City, so my first introduction to craft beer was Brooklyn Lager, which is, like, you could say Vienna style.
Yeah, okay.
So it's really what got me into it.
Oh, it's so good, man.
Yeah.
So smooth, too.
It's smooth. It's sweet. Super light. You can drink more than one and not feel disgusted with yourself or your head's not feeling a little too light.
Right.
But it's got character to it. You know, it's not just falling down your throat and then you drink another one and you don't know what you just did. You're tasting something here. It's got this nice blend of Munich and Vienna malts, and it's a great warm weather beer, but it's also a great fall beer because it's got that super malty backbone.
Now, you were talking about, like, the process and the making of beer and everything like that. I'm wondering, because we've had a couple of different brewers come through the studio from a few different places over the last, gosh, half decade, if not even more. I'm wondering, when do you start your day over there at Wagner? Because I feel like with some brewers, they start it like earlier in the morning. Sometimes they're a little bit later. Sometimes it's like as the sun is literally starting to get up. Like, when do you typically start your work day?
Yeah, it all depends brewery to brewery, right?
Yeah.
At Wagner, it's nice. And back when I was at Sinica as well, and it was kind of the nice thing about the industry in general, is everything's task-driven. It's not like, you don't have to work 9 to 5 if you don't want to.
Right.
So yeah, if I'm brewing, it's usually, especially if it's going to be, I know it's going to be a longer day.
Like, yeah,
I'll probably get in sometime around 7 a.m.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, when I was at Single Cut and we were really ramping up, there were times when I had to get in at 2 a.m., you know, and then,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. See, now that I didn't know or expect, I figured it was probably just like an up at the crack of dawn sort of thing for a lot of places or a lot of people, but 2 a.m.
Well, if you're at Ithaca Beer or anything that size, you probably have the three shifts, and usually it's like 6 to 2, 2 to 10, 10 to 6.
6, yeah. Okay.
So someone's working one of those three shifts every day. So they're out there.
The wild part that people don't think about. Everybody's just like, oh, I drank the beer, and they don't know the little ins and outs and the nuances that go on behind the scenes to make it all happen. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Again, your chance to win a growler and a fill certificate is coming up in just a little bit, so stick around for that. Do you want to get to the third classic can? You were just spinning it around.
Ready?
Let's do it. I'll finish the rest of this and get right to the...
I'm not trying to rush you.
No, I mean, Sled Dog is about as good as it gets, and you already gave the hint that that's what we're having, so I'm excited for it.
This is probably my favorite that we have on right now.
I mean, it's everybody's favorite. It's just the longevity of this beer, right? It's been around for, gosh, basically since the inception of Wagner Valley, and of course the 25th anniversary celebration's coming up on August the 13th, so we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be a tremendous Saturday of beer and food and just music and fun and games and commemorative merch. And I think what's so cool is that you get to be a part of the 25th anniversary celebration even though you're just going to be a couple months on the job at that point. I mean, it really signifies, you know, the significance that Wagner has had on the Finger Lakes region for some time, especially when it comes to beer.
Yeah, right? And that's a big part of having these three beers as well, and looking at three different lagers, and it's a huge part of Wagner's history, not just Sled Dog, but also specifically Sled Dog, because it's got some pretty heavy-duty awards that it's gotten.
Yeah.
I was looking through all the pages of past recipes and everything. I think it was 2004 it won gold at World Beer Cup, which is massive.
That's huge.
Especially for a traditional style like a Doppelbock, yeah, and going up against actual German breweries. So, you know, yeah, these are things you have to, you know, pay homage to when you're getting into the brewery and making these beers.
It's so cool. It's so cool. All right, we got Sled Dog here. And the color is beautiful as always. The smell, it's Sled Dog. If you've had it, you know exactly what's up with it. God, and the taste is so good, man.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about, that the decoction mash. Again, super labor-intensive. Yeah. Not an enjoyable thing to do in any way, but the end product is so good that you just have to do it.
And that's the one thing I absolutely love about Sled Dog is, you know, it's been a part of Wagner's history for so long. The recipe has not changed. It has basically been the same since the beginning. And this beer, even though it maybe kind of caters in a sense towards some of the colder weather, I mean, gosh, it's the middle of July and we're enjoying it here. I mean, it really is one of those beers that you can drink year-round, and thank goodness you produce it year-round, because I think that's what a lot of people want, because it's just so good and so delicious.
Yeah, it's got enough like malt sweetness, toffee, yeah, caramel kind of flavor to it that it doesn't feel out of place in the heat, but it is definitely that alcohol that stays in your mouth, that warmth that it just hits a little bit different in the fall.
So. Yeah, no, that's for sure. I absolutely love it. It's one of my absolute favorites. You're just spinning, oh gosh, as I almost lose the tasting glass here. The ABV on this is 8.5.
That's what I was just looking to check. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've noticed that Dan and I sometimes on Tasting Tuesdays, I'll usually have a tasting glass and he'll take the rest of the bottle. And it's almost like a guessing game that I have to play. For some reason, I have no idea why. But I do pretty well when it comes to guessing the ABV on these beers. I have no idea if it's a skill or if it's something that I've had retention with or if it's something that I'm just completely grabbing out of my you-know-what and guessing.
I've got the other two facing me. You want to take a shot?
All right. What do we got? We've got Dockside 5.4?
Oh, close.
What is it?
5.1.
And then the Pilsner, that's 4.9.
5.5.
Oh my God, I was way off on that one. Not even close on that one. I'm just a knucklehead who pretends he knows what he's talking about. So obviously the big 25th anniversary is coming up and everything like that. So I'm wondering, like, for you, if you've had a chance, I mean, you've been there for a month now. Probably have had the full quote unquote Wagner experience. Obviously you doing your thing at the brewery, but also getting to like try the wines and also try the food at the Jenny Lee Cafe and everything like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get lunch discounts from Jenny Lee Cafe.
Oh, so perfect.
yeah, I actually, to be 100% honest, I probably drink more wine at home than I do beer.
I've heard people doing
that,
though.
Taking your work home.
I've heard some other brewers where they're just like, yeah, you know, like, I'll have a beer every once in a while, but like, hey, I've been trying this new bourbon. You should try it out or something like that. Like, I've heard, like, that's the thing that I think is so cool is you're always, in some ways, trying new things. You know what I mean? Different tastes, different palates, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's also just like beer to me is such a communal experience. Like this type of thing, sharing beer, especially if it's 8.5%. I feel more comfortable drinking a wine by myself on the like back porch or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. It's maybe just a personal thing, but yeah. And then it's just, you know, you're hitting totally different flavors with wine than you are with beer most of the time. So
yeah,
it's just cool to get into.
What's been your favorite Wagner Vineyards wine? I mean, because there's so many to choose from.
Yeah.
Dry rosé is always good.
Yeah. So I've gone through, tasted through four different ones now. I think the semi-dry Riesling I had,
semi-dry's good,
which I think was 2019, but I don't want to say for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The semi-dry Riesling was very good.
Yeah, I'd believe it. And of course, you can get the wine right next to the brewery. It's all right there for you on Route 414 in Lodi. And coming up in just a second, we'll give you the chance to win a growler and a gift certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. So you said you've got two IPAs and a sour. in the works right now, right?
Those are in the tanks right now, and we've been talking about doing some special stuff, bringing back some old stuff
for really?
The anniversary party. Yeah, we haven't set anything in stone yet, but I'm hoping to do some kind of throwback in time for the party.
That'll be fun. That'll be really, really fun. I'm looking forward to it. I know we all are. Again, August the 13th, 25th anniversary party. Cannot wait for it with the beer. There's going to be so much good food. There's going to be lots of fun music all day long. It's going to be a great time. So again, make sure you mark it on your calendar. And if you would like to go to Wagner Valley Brewing Company, we've got a growler and a gift certificate for a fill to give to a lucky listener. If you remember, since this is like your first time solo here in the studio, you have the pleasure, if you will, of picking a numbered caller who we're going to give the growler and fill to. So who do you want to give that to today?
Can I swing outside 1 through 10 this time?
You want to give it a whirl? We can.
Can I do 14?
All right, 14. Let's do it. 607-533-0077. Again, 607-533-0077. We're going big this time. 14, right?
Yep.
607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Good stuff as always, man. Looking forward to these next couple of months and seeing how everything goes for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm excited as well.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. BTL is back after this.